Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Karnataka Bank Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to the Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Raghavendra S. Bhat from Karnataka Bank, who is on the line along with his top management team. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning to all, and a very, very warm welcome to our earnings call for Q1 of FY26. Based on the feedback from last quarter's earnings call, we have decided to shift the timings of our earnings calls. This was done in a bid to provide sufficient time for our investors to go through our financial results and investor presentation, both of which have been uploaded post the conclusion of our board meeting yesterday. On a more personal note, after having spent more than 38 years across multiple divisions at Karnataka Bank, I have been given the opportunity of a second innings to lead the bank in unlocking potential that this organization has. Hence, it gives me great pleasure to participate in this earnings call to convey our vision for the future of the bank and interacting with you all, who are one of the most important stakeholders in the growth of this organization. As many of you would be aware, the first quarter of FY26 has been a period of significant transitions for the bank. We have tackled multiple challenges during the quarter, the learnings from which will serve as a foundation to enable the long-term sustainable growth journey for the bank. Our mission and vision remain clear and unchanged as we continue to pursue with renewed vigor our commitment to disciplined growth, operational excellence, and strategic execution in line with our long-term objectives. Let me present the business highlights. Aggregate business of the bank stood at 177,509 crores, marginally up by 1.1% on a year-on-year basis as against rupees 175,335 crores in June 2024. Profit after tax Q1 FY26 PAT of rupees 292.40 crores as against rupees 252.37 crores in Q4 of FY25. Quarter-on-quarter increase of 15.8%. YoY, there is a decrease in PAT from that of rupees 400.33 crore in Q1 FY25. However, it should be noted that in Q1 FY25 last year, the bank had received an interest income of rupees 81.32 crores on tax refund, and because of which it is not directly comparable. Further, in line with the bank's commitment to increase PCR, the bank has continued making accelerated provisioning. Gross advances stood at 74,267.02 crore as on 30th June 2025, reflecting a YoY degrowth of 1.6% from rupees 75,455 crore as on 30th June 2024. Our overall strategy is to continue to focus on growing retail, agri and MSME, where the growth was led by retail. Housing and gold loan portfolio with a net book accretion of rupees 2,327 crore YoY in the RAM segment. The bank has been committed to reduce its exposure to low yielding, large bar mid corporates that were opportunistically deployed for better yields than treasury. As conveyed during previous calls, we have started replacing IBPC book with higher yielding loans. Around 500 crores of IBPC advances have been replaced in Q1. In addition to the reduction in NBFC portfolio already initiated during the previous quarters. On a QoQ basis, retail advances in Q1 FY26 have grown marginally while mid-corporate and large corporate advances have degrown by 3% and 15% respectively. As we move forward, the strategy would be to accelerate retail growth while also stabilizing our mid-corporate and large corporate portfolio with good quality and better yielding loans. Aggregate deposits. ₹1,03,242.17 crore as on June 2025, reflecting a YOY growth of 3.16% over June 2024 from ₹1,79,88 crore. CASA deposits stand at 30.84% of aggregate deposits as against 30.51% in June 2024. It is to be noted that in absolute terms, our CASA deposits have grown 4.28% YOY over June 2024. CASA accretion remains a focal point for us, and the bank has come up with the focused strategies to further improve CASA buildup during the year. The bank has continued to focus on shifting high-cost bulk deposits to granular and retail deposits of less than 3 crores. Bulk deposits as percentage of total deposits have come down from 6.6% as on 31st March 2025 to 5.4% as on 30th June 2025. Similarly, bulk deposits as a percentage of term deposits have come down from 9.7% as on 31st March 2025 to 7.9% as on 30th June 2025. As the bank has excess liquidity and with the CRR cut in Q2, the bank by strategy is retaining from accepting costly bulk deposits. Majority are renewed at ALCO card rates to rein in cost of deposits. To summarize, while overall aggregate deposit growth has been muted, we have seen significant movement from bulk deposits to granular deposits. Retail term deposits, that is less than 3 crores, have seen a significant jump from 60,134 crore as on June 2025 to 65,786 crore as at the end of previous quarter. Net year-on-year accretion is 5,652 crores. Our focused new product development and launches continue to be on track to fill in some remaining gap in our product offerings. Launches planned in the coming quarters: EMI-based loan offering for gold loans, pre-approved personal loans for salaried and self-employed, surrogate-based lending for retail and MSME, supply chain finance, merchant payment apps. Net interest income. NII at ₹755.60 crore in Q1 of FY26 as against ₹903.36 crore in Q1 FY25. There is a degrowth of 16.36%, and ₹780.68 crore in Q4 of FY25. Q1Q degrowth of 3.21%. While gross interest income has remained flat during this period, owing to a reduction in overall yields, the increased cost of funds and cost of deposits has put pressure on overall NII on a YOY basis. However, both cost of funds and cost of deposits have started showing a QOQ improvement on the back of reduction in CASA, which we believe will improve even further in the coming quarters and help keep interest expenses in check. In conjunction with the added focus on improving the loan book, we should see an improvement in NII during the second half of the year. Net interest margin stood at 2.82% for Q1 FY26 versus 3.54% in Q1 of FY25 and 2.98% in Q4 of FY25. The fall in NIM is mainly on account of reduction of external loan benchmark rate driven by repo rate cut to 5.5% from 6.5% a year ago. 70% of our book is EBLR based, thus having an immediate impact on NIM levels. We are expecting a bounce back of advances supported through our focus on co-lending and direct assignment, which should see us going back to the previous levels of around 3%. With the improved focus on higher yielding retail and direct to corporate advances combined with expected easing in cost of funds, we expect NIM to further improve by 10 basis points by the end of the year. Loan to yields. As a result of recent cuts in repo rate owing to reduction in external benchmark rates, partially offset by our changes in product mix, yield on advance for Q1 FY26 stood at 9.28% as compared to 9.52% in Q1 of FY25 and 9.43% in Q4 of FY25. As mentioned during the previous quarters, the bank remains committed to its strategy of replacing the bulky opportunistic advances such as IBPC and some NBFC advances with the direct to corporate and retail advances. Considering the potential churn to higher yielding segments, we expect to see an improvement of 20 to 30 basis points in the overall portfolio during the second half of the year. CD ratio for the quarter stood at 71.93% as compared to 74.38% in March 2025 and 75.39% in June 2024. Stress assets. Gross NPA percentage as on 30th June 2025 stood at 3.46% as against 3.54% in June 2024 and 3.08% in March 2025. Net NPA percentage as on 30th June 2025 stood at 1.44% as against 1.66% in June 2024 and 1.31% in March 2025. While we acknowledge there has been a slight hit to the asset quality on a Q-on-Q basis, we want to assure you that this is a temporary aberration and that the bank has already initiated measures to control slippages and improve monitoring efficiency by intensifying regional collection centers, while the gross NPA increased by ₹169.01 crore during the quarter, the bank's intensified focus on collections, especially on the retail front, has resulted in a post-quarter end recovery of approximately 90 crore from accounts that have slipped into NPA during the quarter. These recoveries will be reflected in the results of the next quarter, and we should see improvement in the asset quality resuming again. Gross slippages at 0.53% in Q1 FY26 as against 0.59% in Q1 FY25 and 0.34% in Q4 FY25. Recoveries for the quarter at ₹109.24 crore in Q1 FY26 versus ₹133.12 crore in Q1 FY25 and ₹173.91 crore in Q4 FY25. Standard restructured advances, including related accounts, standard restructured advance stood at ₹888.23 crore as on 30th June 2025. As compared to ₹994.77 crore as on 31st March 2025 and ₹1,395.25 crore as on 30th June 2024. This reflects a Q-on-Q improvement of 10.7% and YOY improvement of 36.3%, in line with the bank's commitment to reducing restructured advances. Provision coverage ratio, including technical write-offs, at 81.11% in June 2025 compared to 81.42% in March 2025 and 77.97% in June 2024. Excluding technical write-off, PCR improved to 59.18% as compared to 58.18% in March 2025, in line with the bank's commitment to improving PCR. Liquidity coverage ratio as on 30th June 2025 at 200.7%, significantly improved from 162.5% as on 31st March 2025 and as against the statutory target of 100%. Cost of funds stood at 5.77% in Q1 FY26 compared to 5.83% in Q4 FY25 and 5.57% in Q1 FY25. The sequential Q-on-Q improvement in cost of funds is expected to continue in the coming quarters as the benefit of the cut in repo rate materializes. This would be further supported by our continued endeavors to reduce the dependence on bulk deposits and replacing the same with retail deposits at card rates and focus on CASA build-up. Credit cost at 0.16% for Q1 FY26 as against 0.05% in Q4 FY25 and 0.11% in Q1 FY25. Cost to income for the quarter ended 30th June 2025, cost to income ratio stood at 58.05%, showing considerable improvement as compared to Q4 and full year FY25 numbers of 68.98% and 60.11% respectively. While operating expenses have remained stable YOY, we have seen a significant improvement on a QOQ basis. ₹646.67 crore in Q1 FY26 as compared to ₹833.89 crore in Q4 FY25. This comes as a result of multiple cost rationalization and monitoring initiatives undertaken by the bank in a bid to renegotiate rents and vendor commercials and keep operating expenses under check. With a renewed focus on increasing NII and NIM through our advances and deposit strategies, the bank projects cost-to-income ratio to come down to around 55% in the coming quarters. Return on equity, Q1 FY26, return on equity stood at 9.58% versus 8.56% in Q4 of FY25. Return on assets, Q1 FY26, return on assets stood at 0.97% versus 0.81% in Q4 FY25. We expect to end FY25 with an ROA between 1.1 to 1.2%. We expect improvement in ROA and ROE in the coming quarters in FY26, supported by accretion in the higher yielding segment and movement from bulk to retail deposits, leading to improvement in NIA, increase in other income and consequent improvement in profit after tax. CRAR stood at 20.46% as on 30th June 2025, in comparison to 19.85% as on 31st March 2025, both Tier 1 and Tier 2 put together. This covers most of the key financial metrics of the bank. While this has been a mixed quarter in terms of financial performance, I would like to reiterate that we are well positioned and prepared to bounce back. The bank's fundamentals remain strong and our commitment to transparency, customer service and ethical governance remains unwavering. These will continue to be the core values and foundation for the future growth of the organization. I would now like to hand over the call to the moderator for any questions and feedback from our callers that we would be glad to take. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Priyank from Valen Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi team. Thank you for the opportunity and a very good performance in such a challenging time. So my question first is on, of course, with the given leadership transition that we are witnessing, and I'm glad to see the long-term targets remaining intact. What are the near-term key targets that bank looks to further change or implement for a betterment of good? Say there may be some differences in terms of the earlier leadership versus the current leadership. What are the key operating KPIs that board would be judging going ahead or targeting in the near term?
So, as far as growth is concerned, no doubt about it, we had some tough time. We have to face the tough time ahead also. But the key focused areas are, there will not be any much change rather than focusing on the growth. Growth in advances is the prime objective of mine and my team, and growth in CASA. These are the main two areas which we are focusing on. And since it is already August, I don't want to change any annual action plans at this juncture, but wherever corrections are required in between, definitely we will review it and we will come back.
Got it. My second question is on the cost of deposits. In the era where, you know, the large private banks have increased their minimum balances on the SAR, the large private banks, including public sector banks, have cut down their deposit rates. What is, you know, stopping us to cut down few deposit rates, given that we already have an liquidity surplus? The core PNL that I understand is the issue of the NIM. Other than that, I think we have performed very well. How do we plan to address the falling NIM? Can be via deposit, can be via yield. What would be the strategy for the bank?
Yeah, in the last ALCO meeting, we had deliberated in length how to bring down the cost. We have to increase our ultimately spread and income. Ultimately, that matters a lot. After much deliberations, we have reduced the rate of interest on deposits, and we have planned for growth in CASA. These are the two important areas. ALCO, of course, no doubt monthly mandatory meeting we need to have. In addition to that, whenever correction is required, depending upon the market situation, we want to focus that also. And cost controlling is one of our important aspects. I assure you that one is cost control, other one is improvement in the CASA is the only option available to us that we are focusing on. Secondly, to increase the income, the priority, as I already highlighted, there is a degrowth in advances. We have to focus for the growth in RAM, that is retail, agriculture, and MSME. That is the focus area. Ultimately, cost control, as you rightly said, definitely it is on our target.
Sir, actually, I was alluding for the cost of deposits. In the retail term deposits, given that we have such a high granular deposit base, and when there is so much of surplus liquidity available in the wholesale market, at the times when large banks have undertaken deposit rate cuts on the fixed deposit, what are the plans for Karnataka Bank on that front? And given whatever the deposit, given the strategy, how should we look for NIMs quarter on quarter going ahead for rest of the year? Should we end the full year in the guided range of 3-3.5?
Yeah, that is what I mentioned earlier. In the last ALCO, we have reduced the rate of interest on some deposits, particularly whatever bucket is required, which is affecting the cost of deposits, number one. Number two, rate of interest on advances during the current year, we have already revised downward, and focus is on the CASA base growth. As you rightly mentioned, other banks are focusing on that. Even we are also targeting the same. With regard to the cost control method, the reduction in rate of interest with regard to savings bank as well as term deposits, in the two areas we have already done, and as I mentioned earlier, we will discuss in length in the ALCO and take a necessary corrective action wherever required. One more thing I want to add here, your concern is very much right. The cost reduction in the rate of interest already started showing in the Q1 of this current year, there is a reduction in the cost of deposits, definitely we will move in that direction. Regarding excess liquidity, as you said, definitely it is available in the system, but focus area is to grow in quality advances that we are focusing. I hope I answered your question.
Very well, very aptly you have answered. My last question before I come back in the queue is on the asset quality front. There are two books which historically the legacy book that bank is holding up. One is standard restructured portfolio of 888 crore. And you have mentioned that 54% of the portfolio requires 30% upgrade. So when is that upgrade coming up? How should we look that book panning out for next 9 months or for this year end? That is first part, which is on the standard restructured book. And the second part is on the technically written off book that we have close to around 3,000 crore. And that book has been written off, so whatever income comes helps banks to reinvest in for the growth engine. So what are the measures that bank is undertaking to recover the accounts where we have technically written off?
Yeah, our efforts are continuously on with regard to the reduction in restructured advances, which you must have seen in the presentation slide given to you. It is at 888 crores, continuous reduction for the past several quarters. We are focusing on that. In this quarter, we are further plans to reduce it to 700 crores from 888 crores.
Sorry, you mentioned 700 crores in the coming quarter itself?
No. Annual, from 880, there is a continuous reduction. If you see last 6 quarters, continuously, I think it was around, March figure you have?
Yeah, I have that figure in the presentation. It's coming down, yeah.
It's coming down, there is an improvement, and by March end, we have a definite target of bringing down to 700 crores. There, in between, some are getting upgraded, some are getting closed also, because through whatever mechanism of recovery is there, we are 700 crores is the target we have kept. Whatever best is possible to recover further, we are at it.
Perfect. And when it comes to the technically written off book?
Yeah, technically written off balance. It was at 3,000 crores, and this quarter, where the bank is passing through various stages, if you are aware, and I have taken over very recently, and our efforts will be on that during the first quarter. If you see, compared to the previous quarter of last year, figures may not speak well, but we are at it with expected recovery from this technical return off during the current quarter, that is Q2, we have focused around 38 to 40 crores. That will happen in this quarter only. And ultimately, the efforts will be further on to bring it down, and it will to the income.
All right. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you for answering all the questions. Looking forward for your execution. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Prem.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Unmesh Shah from Hanuman Holdings Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you very much, sir, for giving me the opportunity, and let me first welcome to your new avatar, and I'm sure that now the things will be smoothed out. We have undergone the turbulence for last quarter, as all of us we know. Sir, the first quarter results are out, and what I see that profit, no doubt, quarter to quarter has 15-16% gone up to 92 crores. But year on year, we find lot of fall from 400 crores to 290 crores, almost 27% down. That is one of my concern. And second thing, when I see the NPA, of course, you have a very eminent board, you have agent people, you are also very comfortable with the bank with so many years of experience. So, you know, I have nothing to say about it. But then NPAs are far high, net NPA, gross NPA, compared to the peers bank if you see. That is my one question. And second thing, if you see the advances for this quarter is slightly fallen compared to the earlier one. So what my question is, how does the bank plan to increase the credit uptake? What is the major strategy or driver for the same? Are you raising by tier 1, tier 2 or, you know, capital raise by QIP or other means? Can you just highlight this? I'll be thankful to you, sir.
Yeah. With regard to reduction in a net profit, even we also have the same concern that how to address that. But compared to Q1 of last year, one specific item of IT refund around 80 crores was there during the Q1 of the last year. And of course, these are all ultimately net profit has gone down. That is a different issue. But there is one such item. It was 80 crore refund of IT is there. That is number one. Number two, with regard to the NPA, you have a concern. Even we too also have a concern. Even my predecessors also, and even my priority is also to control the NPA recovery and controlling of stress, if any, that is on the prime objective of the bank. And our team is working on it round the clock to see that wherever possible, recovery is made. And if you see the NPA movement also, recovery is also there, but with regard to the addition and NPA, whatever we compare, our more efforts are still required, which we will be definitely putting going forward. And after this first Q1, there is a major one account which was NPA has been upgraded. That is a big account of around 90 crores. Recovery has happened and efforts are still on to recover. We have the priority depending upon the size, securities available, the borrower, all these plans are there, meeting the borrower with, by our recovery team. Recovery mechanism is very well in place that we will make all our efforts to recover.
Sir, my second question.
Sorry, 1 minute. Ratio looks bad. This is my personal view also, and I, in my capacity as a MD and CEO, I have seen wherever book growth is happening, advances, both deposits and advances, growth is coming, when cost is controlled, yield is very well planned, all ratios will be good. If, as you also mentioned, since there is a degrowth in advances, all ratios will rather not comparable, which here also it has happened. GNPA and NNPA, of course, depending upon various other factors of provisioning and all. GNPA is particularly when the advance size is good. That is negative growth or degrowth compared to the mark figure. That is why percentage looks higher. We are at it, sir.
Sir, can I ask a question? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, sir.
Any plan to credit uplift in the recent time or still you have to strategize it or, you know, raising the fund like tier 1 or tier 2 or something like that to uplift the credit?
We have good capital adequacy ratio. We do not have plans for raising additional capital right now. But as and when the book size increases are going forward, that will be planned properly at the appropriate time. What was your one more question?
Yeah, this is the question only, the credit uptake, and is there any strategy which you already addressed it, I think?
Yeah, I have already mentioned, but yes, the focus is on retail growth.
Retail, agri, and MSME.
We want to have a definite strategy there. We are coming out. As I told you, I have taken over charge recently and I have started initiating action wherever corrective action is required. I am at it.
Yeah. Thank you very much, sir. And I think you addressed my all questions and we wish you best of luck. I am in Mumbai. Sometimes you come, we will like to have a personal one-to-one meeting also, if possible, in the busy schedule of yours. And I look forward more.
Sure, we're looking forward for all the cooperation from you people also.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we look forward to any help, any whatever way we can, we are with you, and we look forward to work with you more, and best wishes for your new avatar, which you have taken over recently, and best wishes to you and the bank, and all of us, all your stakeholders.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mayank Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on being the managing director of the bank. As the new managing director going forward, what will be the key focus areas for the bank?
Yeah, thank you. Good morning, Mayank. Thank you for your question. I have already highlighted rather. My main focus is growth, quality growth, particularly growth in liability side CASA, asset side retail and MSME. These are the focus area to have. One is on the liability side growth is to control cost. Other side is have better yield so that there is improvement in the margin.
Okay. That's it for the day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yashwant Tipaswamy, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good morning, Raghavendra. Welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
I understand that you worked with this bank for quite some time, and now you understand the culture. It would be nice. I would not rather question on what has happened because you were not directly responsible for the last quarter's performance. Rather, from the presentation that has been shared, so I have a couple of questions. So one is with respect to the asset quality. So there, I see that there is an addition of 400 crores. And I just wanted to know which are the sector or, what are the number of accounts that contributed this addition? And also, have you provided for this, slippage?
Main addition has come in MSME, housing and agriculture. These are the three areas which our team is already acting on it. Some started upgrading also. Improvement is happening there. And I am quite confident whatever additions are there, we are at it for the recovery of that. Upgradation is upgradation and downgradation very strictly happening through the system. When it is slipped for whatever that last moment happens because of the liquidity problem, and it's also happening. And all these NPAs have been adequately, provision has been made that you are aware, which is us. We have no choice, we have to do that. It is a regulatory requirement. We are doing that. And no big ticket advances are there. And I am telling you, it is in the pool, it is happening. And we are at it for the recovery.
Okay. And regarding the retail advances, which we are going to focus on, the RAM sector as such, like the segment. So I see that there is a run rate of around 500 crores. And can we see any improvement in the future? Because based on the calculations that I've done, as per the branch per month, we are able to do around 1.8 crore with 950 branches. So do you see that there could be an improvement on this side going forward?
Yeah, definitely. Focus is, as I mentioned in my presentation, definitely our focus area is RAM, as I said you. Growing also, a lot of things we need to have take into account the precautions of the quality of the advances with regard to the sanction and follow-up also. This right input we have been given. We have got around 950 plus branches. Per branch also if it... 954 branches across India. Even if I select around 700-800 branches which are very potential for advances. At least per branch, if I take into account 2 crores, 2.5 crores, depending upon the potentiality and the geographical location, we can go on give full support from the head office and the controlling officers. Definitely it is possible to grow. And one thing I have seen after taking charge, some corrective action is required in between with regard to the processing and sanction also. We are at X. Today we have got four retail loan processing centers. Immediately I have given the administrative clearance also. We will be increasing it to 3 within a short span of 1 week or so, and within a month's time we will extend it to all the regions. Therefore I am quite optimistic. Definitely with the support from the head office and the controlling office at various centers, I am hopeful and optimistic to take it. As you rightly mentioned, I will be having certain geographical and identified branches. All branches may not be possible to have that kind of growth, but as a whole, definitely we are at it, Tipper Swami sir.
Okay, that's a great news. And one last question from my side. So with respect to CRAR touching almost like more than 20%, and I mean, I understand that we are moving, I mean, from the large corporate advances to the, you know, more lucrative and then, you know, better way of deploying the, you know, advances at the RAM side. So are we also concentrating on the, you know, large corporate? I mean, if there is any opportunity, you know, passes by?
No, as you rightly said, see, we have to consider growth, quality growth, and mixture of all this. We have to balance, and consciously taking into this, on the one side we consciously want to bring it down. On the other side, whenever the opportunity comes, taking into account the yield or the pricing wise, we have to be selective, taking into account overall benefit to the bank. Concentration for the retail is the first priority. This balancing, you said the capital adequacy ratio or all those things are there, that definitely it will help us to balance this growth. Unless the growth happens today, that CAR has improved compared to March also. Why? Because there is a reduction in advances. 4,500 to 5,000 crore reduction is that. Mainly it has improved because of that. Otherwise, it is the only profit available that will accrue in the CAR. So question here is, one is that we have to balance every segment without compromising on the pricing, quality, everything. But focus is that definitely we have to balance and grow. This is the main objective.
Okay. Yeah, all the best, Mr. Raghavendra, but hope to see, you know, a nice and, you know, good results going forward. Thanks for answering all the questions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Singhal from First Water Fund. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my question. In your earlier remarks, you mentioned about the quality growth and focus on RAM. When I look at the numbers, the RAM segment has grown at 5%, and the non-RAM segment, whether it is corporate or NBFC and all, that has degrown, which has resulted into -1.6% degrowth for the quarter on a year-on-year basis. So I just want to understand that incrementally, let's say now we have this segment as the primary focus or a growth driver. For this year, like, what is your guidance, how much this RAM segment will grow to? And accounting for the degrowth in other segments, what will be the overall advances growth?
Yeah. The retail gross advances, as you know, it is furnished there. 75,000 is there. Out of that, 41,376 crore figure is there. We want to take it at least to 51,000 crore by the end of 26 from 41,000. It is no doubt, it is a very ambitious target. We have to do that to stabilize the growth in advances. We need to have that. RAM, as I mentioned earlier, it is a combination of agri, MSME and other retail. We have plans to take it from 41 to 51. Around 10,000 crores has to happen in retail. And one more area is, no doubt it is coming under that. Last year, we had grown particularly under the gold loan segment, around 4,000 crores we have added in the gold loan portfolio only. Because of certain constraints which we could not move on there, and now because RBI circular also has come, you also must be aware, we have plans to grow, and gold loan growth has already started, which is more secured advance, and we want to grow there also. These are the main plans. When I said the growth in retail is this main areas, housing, MSME and some other areas, wherever the potential is there, we will be definitely planning to grow.
Yeah, so when I look at the gross advances breakup, the retail, MSME and agri totals to 47,000 odd crores. So, did you mean this number will increase by 10,000 crores during the current fiscal?
No, we have internally plans, and one is making good the figure which has already gone down. Added to that, the recovery during the year, that will be additional required. Third one is our growth strategy, which we need to increase the size of our book. Book, taking into account, we have AOP of 89,000 in the book approved plan. Whether it is 89,000 maybe looks a little bit aggressive, but at least adding 7,000 to 8,000 crores of advances will definitely take us to a newer height. This much I can definitely, I have no plans to revise it down while making full efforts to achieve the target. This is definitely possible to do that. If we strengthen all the regions with the growth in our retail, it is possible. That is my
question.
Tell me.
Yes, so 7 to 8,000 crores incremental growth in the advances in the RAM segment for the rest of the year. Did I get that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and what about the balance book, which is 26,700 crores? What would this book look like by the end of the year? So broadly, what I'm trying to understand is the overall advance growth.
Now, overall advance only, I told you, right now, as of June, it is 75,000, and our target to grow is at 89,000, and 89,000, as I mentioned earlier, there is no plan to revise it, and we have to make an attempt to achieve that, but 85 to 86,000 growth of advances by the end of the year, definitely it will give a big boost to us, while making our full efforts to achieve the 89,000 crores.
Understood. So that is roughly 10% odd growth rate if I take 86,000 crores versus March closing number. That is roughly 10% growth rate. Okay.
Yeah.
And how much is outstanding in IBPC and NBFC book at the end of June 25? And what is your target by the year end?
Yeah, IBPC as at
3315.
As at June, it is 3315, and it was at 3997 as of June last year. Right now, there is a reduction of around 550-600 crores. We have plans to reduce it further. And as I mentioned earlier, we have to strike a balance in the books to grow and taking into account so many aspects. We have to balance. One is whether to take it or not. Other one is where we can go. Third one is yield. All these things, we will take a conscious decision and move forward.
Yeah. So what are you guiding for this IBPC by the end of current fiscal?
We want to bring it down to 1,000 crores by the end of this March.
Okay. And if you could give me the same number for NBFC book.
Huh? Pardon?
NBFC.
Sorry, Benjamin. Mr. Chirag, may we request you to return to the question queue for a follow-up?
Sure.
Yeah, we, if you have got more queries, definitely we will be, whatever you want, particulars, you please send a mail to us. We will come back to you.
Sure, okay, I'll do that.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jayan Shah from Avaga Capital Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Bhatt. And congratulations. Good morning, sir. Best wishes to Spear Karnataka Bank going forward.
Thank you.
Sir, sharing a couple of observations, sir. Recently observed and even in past, private banks have been onboarding their wholesale strategy where corporate, large corporate end up being anchors, where of course there is a tight pricing to enter this relationship, but they take advantage or they leverage that relationship across the corporate anchors, entire vendor chain, distributor, dealer financing. So that's great products. Again, sharing this observation. Second observation is recently various banks have started segmenting retail, crossing into mass affluent, crossing into wealth, wherein HNI, Ultra HNI become equally important stakeholder in terms of sustainable balanced growth. Sir, over to you for comments on both this parameter. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, this as I highlighted in my opening remarks, we have set of plans. I have mentioned couple of new products. Our product department is very active. They have brought out certain new changes in the products and all. This supply chain is one new product which has been now cleared. We are going forward with that, and other couple of things which we have planned. You must have seen our cost to income. When you see that it is at the higher level, so many things have been invested which will start yielding the result going forward. We are at it. Definitely supply chain we will start immediately. Other things like surrogate based lending, I have mentioned in 2-3 items I have mentioned earlier. Definitely we are moving forward. What was your one more question?
The second observation was about the further segmentation in retail, specifically when it comes to liability gathering as well as the products which are being marketed towards wealth products or affluent, mass affluent to HNI community.
Yeah, there are also one new solution we have planned platform, and through that it is various other products it is possible to meet the requirements of the liability products it is possible. We are coming out with that product also soon, and ultimate aim is to improve the liability side also with product to customer, this one platform which we are planning, and we will move forward in that direction. Product to customer with third party products, everything is possible there.
No, I am sure we will see exciting growth going forward when the traditional, well-respected, well-trusted brand like yours gets in safe and strong hands like your hands. Wish you all the best once again, and looking forward to great growth at Karnataka Bank. Over to you, the moderator.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Kumar from Valentis Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Can you?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, thank you, sir. So, sir, like, you know, just going slightly into past. So, like, you know, there are a couple of developments that happened, and product design and the wholesale head, vertical head also left. So what actually happened? What went wrong all of a sudden? Apart from the MD and ED exiting from the system. So, like, you know, because of shareholders and the, like, you know, investor at large would like to know that, you know, what is happening actually.
So, anyone leaving the organization is depending upon their personal choice. But as long as they are here, they have trained sufficient number of people, backup people are there, and you are talking about wholesale. What you mean?
Yeah, wholesale. Yeah, the wholesale vertical head and the product design head.
Yeah, wholesale vertical head. He's in other retail head is also there. To tide over the situation, we have made alternative arrangement for that also, and sufficient backup plan is also there. We are working in that direction. There is no concern for that. In all the departments, the second line is from the house tail end, and they have been well trained and capable of handling the departments. All the project processes will be carried out as scheduled. There is no cause for concern. This much I can tell you. Hello. I hope I answered your question. Hello.
Mr. Rakesh. As there is no response from the current participant, moving on to the next question. The next question is from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Sarvesh.
Yeah, sir, first question is basically dwelling on this growth numbers in advances. So, you know, I can understand that there are some challenges on high cost or low yield corporate advances which you might have thrown down. But on the RAM side itself, the growth of 5% is possibly the lowest amongst all the banks, and including even the PSU banks. And MSME book degrowing, that itself is something that we have not seen across the sector. So before we think about advances growth in the coming year, have we been able to identify, and this is after, you know, recruiting so many people, which increased our cost to income from 50% to almost 65% or thereabout in the previous quarter, because we recruited heavily and the idea was to recruit a lot of people as field officers who will go out of the branches and get CASA and advances. So after increasing the cost so much, despite that, the result is even on the segment of our choice, which is RAM, we have grown by the lowest amongst all banks. So what was the reason behind this, sir?
Reason, I am not interested to dig the past. What I have observed, your observation has come to my knowledge also. I started working in that direction. Definitely, we will push it forward that the results started happening, though I have joined very recently. I am very conscious of that. Ultimately, cost-benefit analysis, whether it is for this or anything else, that is my first priority. Whether if there is no income, how to make it income, duly planning the cost and as well as the yield. These things are very much in my mind. I have highlighted in my opening remarks also. Your concern is right. Even I am also having the same feeling. Definitely we will come back. Have confidence in us. Definitely our team is quite active. They will come back. By Q end, you will start feeling the results also.
Okay. And on the growth side, you had mentioned that you are planning 86,000 crores by end of this year. So that is a 15% growth target, right? From 75,000 crores.
Yes, that is what I mentioned. In the sense, though it appears to be very much optimistic, our plan was different. I don't want to change any plan now because we are in the mid financial year, while trying to aim for that, I feel it should not create damage also to the institution. Priority is to grow with the quality without compromising yield, quality, everything. We are at it. We want to grow. Definitely, that is the focus area. That is why I said in the beginning also, I am very much optimistic. We will do that.
Okay. Now, on the NIM side, sir, so we have also made a mistake of, having G-Sec as our EBA, as our benchmark, right? Because of which our NIMs have crashed much more than any other bank. So, are we now trying to change it to repo rate or something, or what is the strategy on increasing this NIM to 3.5% which we were enjoying earlier?
See, our 70% of our advances, around the EBLR, where effect will happen immediately. But our liability side is fixed. That immediately effect won't happen. So that is a constraint. That is why there is a pressure on spread or NIM. Now, definitely, this one, as I mentioned earlier, to some other caller, the ALCO is meeting regularly. We are reviewing the situation regularly, and as and when the need arises, cost consciousness is very much required, and suitable changes we are making. Rate of interest on deposit has been revised downward recently, and we will be further reviewing that. That is why we are focusing on the growth. Unless and until a growth happens, this pressure on NIM will not yield result. That is why focus is to reduce the cost and increase the advances.
Okay. Sir, on the cost to income ratio,
Mr. Savesh, may we request you return to the question queue for a follow-up?
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshan Deora from Invest Group. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question was on the RAM disbursements. What would be our yield on the incremental RAM disbursements that we did this quarter?
One second. Good morning, Darshan. One second.
Yeah.
It is somewhere between 8.5 to 9.25. Is there any? RAM is at 9.5, to be precise.
9.5 is the incremental yield from this quarter.
Yeah. No. As of now.
On the portfolio, you are saying, right?
9.25 to 9.5. Yeah.
No, you're saying that is what you're offering now to customers, or is that is what you have lent at for this quarter, or is this the portfolio yield?
I am mentioning about the average. It is portfolio yield, I am telling you. It is depending upon various factors like rating and all. It will be, we will try to maintain it between 9 to 9.5.
Okay, so then at 9 to 9.5, it is not much different from, the sort of the portfolio yield, right, that we have already on the overall book. I see the overall yield on advances, that's about 9.28, right? So if you're going to be at the same, in the same region, then how are we going to increase our overall yields on the book?
That is what I said. We have to have the mixture in the portfolio. Overall, some other investor has asked the question, whether you have plans to suddenly reduce this corporate advance and all. We have to strike a balance. Focus is on retail, where I said average. There are cases where we are charging 10.5, 11 also. Average yield will work out like that. And all these things definitely affecting when there is no growth in advances. When the growth starts happening, various rate of interest it will carry, ultimately in the pool, it will definitely benefit to the bank. It will average out.
And on the gold, just specifically on, yeah, no, I get that. On the specifically on gold, what would be our incremental yield on the agri and as well as the non-agri, if you can specify?
It's incremental yield, I will come back. Incremental yield I don't have right now. Kindly post a mail, we will come back.
Okay, if I just rephrase the question, if I had to offer a loan today to a customer, what would it be at for gold and for agri gold and for non-agri gold?
Around 9 to 10%.
Okay, so the same ballpark. And just in terms of this quarter, so 9 to 10%. You're saying, right?
That is why I said. Yeah, 9 to 10%. I said why? Because agri will be having preferential rate of interest also, and other than agri, we are charging a little higher.
Got it. Because the agri, you get the PSLC benefit basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, is this in terms of? I know that in Q4 you had the higher staff expenses, and in Q1 of last year you had that. Interest on the income tax, I think, which is 80 odd crores. So adjusting for that, the numbers of this quarter are more comparable with the previous quarters. But are there any one-time incomes or expenses in this quarter that we need to take into account? So this is like a business as usual quarter, essentially.
Yeah, correct.
Got it. And just one second, I had one more question. In case of the EBLR, you said 70% of the book is linked to the EBLR, whether it's repo or treasury. How much of this has been passed through? Is 100% already passed through, or is this quarter the lowest in terms of gains, or would you think that next quarter there's still something to be passed, or the next quarter will be the bottom out, and then from H2 it should pick up?
No, it is a continuous process. It will happen. I think 70% is already covered there, and it is a continuous process. As and when renewal happens or reset clause happens, it will have its effect.
So the renewal, that's what I was asking. So like some banks. Yeah.
Mr. Darshan, may we request you return to the question queue for a follow-up?
Sure. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish Dhariwal from Fiducia Capital Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yeah, good morning, Manish.
Yeah, very good morning, Subhat, and our compliments to you on taking over as the leader of this century-old bank, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Your efforts of growing the bank to bigger heights and greater heights.
Thank you.
So, in fact, my fellow participants have also touched upon this, but one good statement from your side would be very helpful. We've had a turbulent, recent quarters wherein the leadership team either went on its own or they had to go or whatever. But what has been the impact on the bank? Is there any hidden liability? Is there any hidden bomb in the books in terms of the bad assets, in terms of some untaken, some provisions, any such thing like that? Is what the NPA, the GNPA, and the NNPA, the stress that we have shown, is it all, or is there, can there be any future shock to the to us investors?
No, it is there is absolutely no problem. It is business as usual. There is no concern absolutely for whatever if you have. I assure you that there is no such concern at all. Everything has been resolved.
So I really appreciate a very candid and a very firm response that you've given. So see, the bank has demonstrated its ability and the desire to go to the next stage of its growth. And in that process, it has taken decisions, which is fantastic. Some issues happen, that's part of the business. It's okay. Now, going forward, I believe that your focus is on MSME. While you have also observed that MSME, the distress has started appearing. So, how are we ensuring that the book, the new book that we create, does not have any challenges in terms of asset quality?
Yeah, adequate, I assure you, the growth means suddenly we don't want to grow just like that. We will take all adequate precautions as a prudent lender, taking into account various aspects, their cash flows, their rating, the securities offered, yield. Absolutely, there is no problem. Now, a collection mechanism available, monitoring.
Wonderful, sir. Wonderful. And sir, what is our existing microfinance book or the plans of developing the microfinance side of the business? Because I think the worst is over in that segment.
It is approximately around 1,000 crores.
And so what is the plan going forward?
No, we will move on cautiously. We will move on cautiously, taking all precautions.
Okay. So where is this book centered, sir? Maybe the microfinance book? Which state?
It is Karnataka only.
Okay. So now I think the worst, I think, is over. I mean, are you seeing improvement in the collections and your frequency?
Yeah, we have the geographical advantage also, number one. Number two, we have plans, we have the people for that follow-up and recovery also.
That's wonderful. So thank you so much, and sir, wish you all the best. As we are like long-term investors, we would like to, you know, actually now see how the bank can, you know, make its presence felt in the new scenario.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we'll have to conclude the question and answer session here. For any questions we couldn't address, please email them to the management for a response. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Raghavendra Espat for his closing remarks.
Yeah, as I told earlier, my priorities I have already set, and I will be moving in that direction, taking my team along with me. And on the one side, I am looking forward for the cooperation from our time-tested customers are there. Time-tested customers, along with their reference, the additional growth in liabilities, assets, so also fresh acquisitions of liability customers as well as asset customers, growth and quality. These are the two important aspects, followed by working with a clear mind with regard to the spread or taking into account all these aspects, we will be moving forward. Thank you very much to everyone who participated, who have worked with us. All the best to each one of you. Thank you. You also.
Thank you. On behalf of Karnataka Bank Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you very much.